The Leil HaSeder is the Leil HaMasorah. So I thought for the next few weeks, Bezrat Hashem, we would go over a very important essay, list, from Rav Yaakov Horowitz Shlita, one of the mamish experts in parenting and guidance in our generation. He has a list of the top 10 things to do to help ensure that our children stay in the Masorah. So go through them one at a time. Number one, belong to a kehila with a rav who can guide you and live spiritual, meaningful, and inspired lives where you are true role models for your children. Oh, very important. First of all, you have to have a rav. It's very important to have a rav who can guide you. Children need role models in their lives. Children need authority figures in their lives. We live in the Western world. The Western world is run on basically two foundations, money and freedom. And we value freedom. The freedom allows us to serve Hashem the way we want without too much government interference. But freedom permeates everything. And a Jew is not free. A Jew has to serve Hashem. So it's very important for children to be trained in the notion of respecting authority figures. Hopefully, Bezrat Hashem, you're an authority figure, the parents. But also, that the local rav should be an authority figure is very important. So try to find a kehila with a rav who can be that authority figure. And don't undermine his authority. Don't poke fun at the shul rabbi at the Shabbos table. It's a very bad idea. You're shooting yourself in the foot. For example, if the Rav gives a drusha in shul, so the parents should discuss it at the Shabbos table. What did the Rav say today? Let's talk about it. Show your kids that you discuss what the Rav says and take it seriously. Very important. And never attack the Rav, make fun of the Rav. Baruch Hashem, I was brought up this way. My parents, who live and be well, have tremendous respect for Rabbanim, and they always treated the Rabbanim of our neighborhood with a lot of respect. So my siblings and I learned to listen. We listened to our Rebbeim. They also were teachers in the local high school. And Baruch Hashem, they influenced us. Very, very important. A corollary is your children's teachers. Don't undermine your children's teachers at the Shabbos table. It's a big mistake. This is especially something to think about if the parents are learned people. Sometimes the father is a rav and he's learned and the child comes home with a Dvar Torah. So the father might want to show off his knowledge and attack the Dvar Torah and poke holes in it. Big mistake. Don't do that. Show your children you respect their teachers. And you like what they're teaching. Oh, that's a beautiful Dvar Torah. One of my children, some of my kids had a wonderful Rebbe. And he would write like kuntrasim, things the kids mentioned in class that related to the various Yom Tovim. He wrote a long kuntras about Pesach. So I wrote back comments to the teacher. I wanted to show him that I read what he said, and here I had an addition, and here is something nice. And then he included what I said in the next edition of his kuntras. I wanted to show my kids I took it seriously, and I read it, and I appreciated it, and it was very good. And there were things I could add too. Well, very important. There's a very important story in Rav Teller's biography on Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. There's a story about a Rosh Yeshiva whose son was not so into learning, and the local, and the janitor, the cleaning help of the yeshiva, his son was a big masmid, he was very into learning. So the yeshiva asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, what happened? How come my son's like this and His son is like that? So there are two versions of what he answered. Probably both are true. One answer was, in your house, there were no zmiros at the Shabbos table. You ran right back to learn. And in his house, there were zmiros. The Shabbos table was more pleasant. But the other answer is, he said, you're a Rosh Yeshiva. And when your son came home with Divrei Torah, you felt threatened. And you would ask questions and you would poke holes. So you trained your son to not listen to his Rebbeim. You trained your son to not have respect for his Rabbanim. But the other person who was not so learned, he didn't know enough to be critical. Wonderful Divrei Torah. And he praised the Divrei Torahs and he trained his children to respect their Rabbanim and to listen to them. Oh, a very, very important story, especially if you and your husband are learned people and you have what to say. Be very careful. I've often told the story of Rabbi Uri Zohar Shlita. How did he become religious? He was a Chiloni Jew in Israel, and he became religious. He was a famous entertainer. And what happened to him? So the story goes that he had a lot of questions about life, about Hashkafa. So Uri Zohar was searching, and he met Rab Zilberman Zatzal. He's the father of he's the one who opened the Zilberman Cheder in Yerushalayim. And Rab Zilberman said, look, I'll meet with you, but first I want you to spend a Shabbos in my home. And then we'll talk about any questions you have. Uri Zohar stayed at a local hotel, where he could walk to the house, and he spent Shabbos there. He was there for the meals. He saw how the children respected the parents. They helped out. Everyone sang together. The zmiros, the good food, the wonderful atmosphere. And he had never experienced this. A home where the children respect the parents. A home where there's such love and proper behavior. And as Shabbos was ending, after Havdalah, Uri Zohar says to Rav Zilberman, I have no more questions. Teach me how to be religious. I want to be religious. It's an amazing story. The Zilberman home was so special that being there for one Shabbos would inspire a non-observant Jew to become observant. Now, that's a high madrega. Rav Orlik Shlita always says, Gedolim stories are like a compass. They point us in the right direction. Even if we can't achieve that level on our own, that a person comes to our Shabbos table and he wants to become religious afterwards, but it's a goal to strive for. It's the right direction. And if your Shabbos table is full of Lashon Hara about the local shul rabbi, that doesn't make any sense at all. Our goal should be that if a non-observant Jew was at our Shabbos table, he would leave with a more positive attitude about Torah Judaism. Oh, that's the compass mushel. And if it's full of Lashon Hara, he's not going to have that. It's very, very important on many levels that we don't use the Shabbos table as a place for Lashon Hara about the Shul Rav. You want to find a kilu with a strong shul rabbi and then speak of him in a positive way and show him the respect. And then your kids will hopefully learn from you. The second point of number one, which Rav Horowitz mentions, is live spiritual, meaningful, inspired lives where you are a true role model for your children. You have to set an example. If you want your kids to take religious life seriously, you have to take religious life seriously. Kids can spell hypocrisy a mile away. Shabbos. What is Shabbos like in your home? Friday night after the meal, you and your wife or you and your spouse sit down and listen, read the New York Times together. That's what's going to inspire your children to take Shabbos more seriously. You should learn on Shabbos, or at least read Mishpacha magazine. I mean that seriously. Mishpacha magazine has a lot of wonderful things. Things you can talk about and discuss. How do you spend your time? Your free time. You spend 2 or 3 hours watching TV at night? Then your kids see that. And they learn from Ima and Abba that time is not precious. And it can be spent on something like that. The most important aspect of raising inspired children is if we, the parents, are inspired ourselves. Rav Wilk Shlita talks about this. You know, when a person wants to learn Torah at night, so sometimes learning outside the home, he's in the Beis Medrash, there are fewer distractions. But Rav Wilk said it's good sometimes to learn in the home, with your Sfarim out, so your kids see that the father learns Torah at home, with all the books all around. It's very important that the kids see that in the home. So this is do the children see that the mother davens every day? Or tries to find time to daven? Tries to find time to daven mincha? You want your kids to say brachos carefully? Then what? You say brachos carefully. This we'll discuss in the future, B'zat Hashem. This is a major theme of Hasbiyahu Binyan B'chinuch, Planting, Building, and Education by Rabbo B'zatzal. It starts from you. You want to live, you have to live and be in a role model at home for your children. So this is number one. The number one rule, the number one thing a parent can do to keep his child in the Mesorah, belong to a kehila with the Rav who can guide you, and I'm adding on, and be supportive of the Rav, and inspire your children to respect the Rav. And, Rav Horowitz continues, live spiritual, meaningful, and inspired lives where you are the true role models for your children. Oh, I want to add one point. Rabbi Dr. Tversky, who gave a beautiful speech a couple of years ago about this, and he made a comment. He said, we want our kids to be inspired because people come into their homes, they kiss the mezuzah, and watch TV for 2 hours. Rabbi Tversky said, he would rather you kiss the TV and look at the mezuzah for an hour or two and absorb its message. You have a much better impact on your children. Very sharp comment, a very sharp joke. Okay, with that, we'll stop with number one. We'll stop here.